Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Welcome to Wolf 359. Special Operations Log, Minkowski Commanding, Day 6. Based on the encounter at 0400, I believe the enemy is tactically more advanced than my initial estimates. Hera's scans are next to useless up here, but I know I'm being watched. It must have extremely powerful vibratory sensors, and with all this metal, it's like it has eyes everywhere. Any creak, any knock, grab a handhold too hard, or push off too fast, and... it's using the shadows. I don't know exactly how it's moving so fast, but it's cloaking its tracks, misdirecting me and then striking right where I can't see. I need to find some way to...
Hey, Minkowski. I'm about done frying up some almost huevos rancheros. Is your mouth watering for some golden delicious... well, they're kind of green and stringy, but I think I've really pushed the culinary
envelope. Eiffel! I already told you this is a priority one mission. You're not supposed to use this line except to report a sighting.
Oh, tell me you're not still playing tag with the plant monster.
It isn't. Look, I'm hunting this thing down before it strangles us in our sleep. What's on your agenda for today?
Well, today I was going to try rebooting the sensory array so we can get a better readout of the...
Ugh, useless.
Hey, I know the plant monster isn't exactly Bambi's mom, but what harm has it really done? Can't we just let sleeping dogweeds lie?
It chose to escalate hostilities, not me.
It took a screwdriver.
How do we know that's all it took? Or what it wants the screwdriver for? This thing is sentient, Eiffel. It's clever, and it can plan.
Yeah, but if all it's doing is...
It's absurd enough we've shared the station with a rogue, unidentified life form for months. I refuse to just do nothing before the situation spirals out of control. Before it blindsides us with... Did you hear that?
No. Are you sure you're...
Shut up! Eiffel, it's...
Minkowski?
Special Operations Log. Minkowski Commanding. Day 7. My sweep of the foredeck ventilation system's ongoing. No results yet, but I'm tracking a series of what I guess are prints? These long, wavy lines scored into the metal. I don't think they're wear marks on the vents. They may be thorns, some kind of tiny claw it's using to lever itself. Maybe teeth? That might be how it's...
Hey, Minkowski. What you up to?
The mission, Eiffel. And I've told you about using this line for...
Wait, I thought you agreed to take it easy today. Hira and I are going to have our epic Pong rematch. We need you to ref.
One, that would be an incredibly inane waste of my time. Two, I'm the commander. I don't have to agree to anything.
See, that's funny, Commander, because I have a very vivid memory of you agreeing to put down your holy hand grenades and chillax, you know, while I pop your shoulder back in place. And another thing...
God, he's insufferable. I think I understand how this thing moves now. It was pretty simple to extrapolate its patterns, partition the station into a Cartesian grid, and ID the hostile zones. Only 6 hours. All right. Approaching the line into Zone 1 now. Weapons free. No visual yet. Turning left, up, into dark territory. Come here, you slimy thief. Did I get it?
Hello? Crew? So, there may or may not be a giant hole in the ceiling of the mess now. From, bullet ricochets? Should someone with hands do something about that?
Special Operations Log, Minkowski Commanding, Day 9. Given the mission's personnel deficiencies and the mobility of the target, I've had to change tactics. I think if I can corner this thing, I might be able to douse it with...
a word, please?
What is it now, Eiffel?
So here I am, minding my own business, off to get more copper for our sensory array circuitry, when suddenly, out of the blue, there's a net pinning me to a wall! Care to explain what's happening?
What does it look like?
It looks like I'm stuck in a trap built by Wile E. Coyote on speed! Where did you even get the material to make a net? No, I don't want to know. Just come me down, please!
Fine, I'll swing by the supply closet once my rotation is over.
And when might that be?
3 hours. Maybe 4, depending on how long it takes me to rig the hangar bay.
What?
Just hang tight, Eiffel.
No way! No way, Minkowski! You priggish authoritarian man!
As I was saying, I've started laying pressure traps at key locations around the station. When it gets snagged in one of them, it'll be doused with sulfuric acid. Which reminds me, I need to make more acid. Special Operations Log, Minkowski Commanding, Day 10. The acid may have been a mistake. Turns out it's developed an immunity to it. And possibly an affinity. It seems to work like some sort of growth hormone. So now it's bigger. And it has retractable spikes. That it can shoot. But this changes nothing. I've done some analysis and made adjustments. Every contact with the monster has a striking commonality, proximity to high-level light sources. So, complete darkness might serve to weaken it or disorient it. Hira, I want you ready to shut off the station lights except for the comms room. I want absolute darkness.
Just for the record, I have to say that this doesn't seem all that advisable.
I am giving you a direct order to kill all station lights on my mark. 3, 2...
So, sorry to break into your frequency, Commander, but could we talk for a sec?
You have 1 sec. Go.
Right, okay. So, it's actually really weird for me to be on this side of things, But I want you to know before we start that we admire you and support you, and we want you to catch the plant.
This is an intervention.
Shira, ease into it.
A what?
It's just a conversation, just a friendly conversation where some people who are concerned about how it's been incredibly dangerous to go anywhere in the station for the past few days tell you that, you know,
we're worried about you.
Da, we find this very concerning, Comrade Commander.
You... is that supposed to be Hilbert? You sound nothing like him, Eiffel. And you both are microscopically close to insubordination. And worst of all, you probably scared it off.
Honestly, that may be for the best.
We both think you need to get some perspective.
To reassess your response to this whole plant monster situation in a calm, collected, and level-headed manner.
Is that right?
Come on, do you know how unnerving it is for me to be like, this thing she's doing, it's gotten too crazy. I'm Mr. Too Crazy. But you're going on day 10 of Captain Ahab's space walkabout, and it isn't working. The Heart of Darkness lighting? When does that ever end well?
I have night vision gear, Eiffel.
Oh, well, that's fine then.
In case you two goof-offs haven't noticed, we're juggling a lot of problems right now. I am solving one.
There has to be a safer way. I mean, plants still need oxygen, right? Hira, can't you just vent the air out of all the rooms one by one?
It would need to be coordinated, but that's
right, because our supply has been impeccably managed. It would never slip out of control, killing everyone. I'm sorry, Hira. That was uncalled for.
No, you know what? You clearly have bigger things to worry about.
Hira, I...
Good hunting, Commander.
That was bad.
I know.
She'll come around. Look, if you gotta work this most dangerous game thing out of your system, I get it. It's fine, but just remember that we're here, okay?
Okay. Okay. Special Operations Log, Minkowski commanding, hour 3 in the black. 85 minutes of battery remaining on my night vision gear. The last motion sensors are in place now, so hopefully the scanner will... What the? It seems I've encountered some kind of fluorescent moss. It's this gnarled, tangled, shaking... Oh god, it's definitely organic. I don't know if this is some sort of waste product, or a spore or something? Maybe a territorial marker. Eiffel, I could use some help.
Oh, thank God. I'm thrilled to hear you say that, Commander.
Patch me through to Hilbert.
Not what I had in mind.
Just do it.
Good morning, Commander. Always so nice to chat.
Glad you feel that way, Doctor. Now's your chance to share all your breakthroughs you made with our favorite experimental sample.
Has anything happened to Officer Eiffel?
What? No, not Eiffel, no. I'm talking about the mutant plant monster you let loose on my station.
Ah, Specimen 34. A particularly fascinating hybrid, if I do say so myself. Controlling experimental...
I don't care how you made it, Hilbert. Are its instincts predatory? And can it breed?
Based on the histories of parent species...
In two sentences or less.
Ugh. In terms of its genetics, both scenarios are possible. But I know as much about how it behaves out of captivity as you do. Less, perhaps.
I hate to break up this meeting of the Horticulture Appreciation Society, but is that a bad sound?
It means it's close. I've got another monitor up in the bridge. Can you get to it so I can mute mine?
Am I going to regret this?
No, this is it, Eiffel.
Commander, I highly discourage a frontal confrontation with Specimen 34. It's simply too adaptive to external stimuli for...
Spare me, Hilbert. This thing's been a cinch to corner. But for the sake of the few bodily comforts you have left, you're gonna help me make sure I get it.
Okay, I'm here and reading 95 meters away from your position. Personally, I think that's a perfectly acceptable distance to keep away from... Whoa! Okay, 75 meters now, heading towards you.
Outstanding.
Clearly we have different definitions
of... Eiffel, is Specimen 34 moving laterally or vertically?
The difference being...
Oh, never mind. I'm gonna flush it into the maintenance catwalk and meet it in the open.
You may not want...
50 meters!
Jesus! Is this scanner set to creepy? 35? 20! No, wait! 25! 15?
Damn it, Eiffel!
Commander, perhaps I...
10! 10! 10 in closing!
Come on, then. Where the hell are you?
3, 2, 1! 1 meter! You're right on top of it!
I'm not! I don't see...
Minkowski! Are you okay?
Eiffel! Eiffel, this isn't all of it.
What do you mean, this isn't all of it?
I mean, it's here, but it's just one tentacle. It's just floating. It's still moving, and oh, why is it so hairy? But the rest of it... God, where is the rest of it?
Commander, I believe the appropriate response in military parlance is to check your seeks.
I don't see...
Minkowski, you still alive?
The tentacle is dead. It's dead.
Congratulations?
Double check the scanner. Is anything near my position?
Nope. Scanner's blank, so I don't think so. Not unless, like, it figured out how to move through the walls or something.
Why must you say words?
Special Operations Log. Minkowski commanding. Final day. Eliminated 2 tentacles, 5 spikes, and 6 leaf clusters. The bastard's range of movement is way more limited. It has to be. Now it's just a question of finding its hideout and destroying every single trace of...
Minkowski? Why is the armory wide open and also apparently robbed? Where is the tactical knives kit?
Don't worry, I've got that.
Oh, and the M4 carbine? The, like, really dangerous in space select fire M4 carbine?
Yeah, I've got that too.
Oh, and this empty rack that I'm looking at right now with a label that says harpoon suggests that...
Yes, I have it, Eiffel.
All right, that's it. Everyone's entitled to a Howard Beale breakdown, but I can't take it anymore. Did Hilbert spike your rations with, like, wild boar DNA to make you this stubborn? Why is this disaster in progress so important to you?
Because, Eiffel... Because as laughable as the universe seems to find it, I am in charge of this disaster.
You sure have been acting like it.
It's great that you can blow me off and take crazy killer plants for granted, but I can't. I have to take it seriously. If I can eliminate one threat, just one, then we are that much closer to going home, okay? So no whining, no more flip little references. I am going in there and I'm going to get this thing.
Of course you are. Look, I'm gonna finish fixing the sensory array. I would love to have your help with that, but I'll settle for you having a nap while I do that, because when is the last time you slept? Can you at least do that?
Eiffel, I'll check in once I've neutralized the threat, okay?
Good luck.
It's not like... This isn't exactly a leisure activity. Somebody has to control. Okay, only 2 zones left to search. I think I'm gonna... Huh. There's too much rust on that panel, even for a recycled part. I wonder if it's even still in place. Whoa. I found it. I found its lair. That it built itself, apparently. There's no way even Command would screw with station layout this much. Look at this moss. It's holding the panels together and... Wow, it looks like it's bent some metal to hold all these... Oh! Well, I found the screwdriver. But what on earth did it want with a... It's a
lamp. It built itself a nightlight out of old scraps of metal and wire. I guess it just didn't want to be in the dark. Doesn't matter. This is the mission. This is what we have to do. You want to play with me, huh? You want to run rings around me? The joyless, boring, predictable old Minkowski. She can't stop you, right? Not someone as smart and powerful as you. You've got her pegged. Good. Get complacent. Get smug. That's right when you'll find me waiting for you with a goddamn harpoon. Don't hesitate. Don't hesitate. Don't.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Officer Eiffel has kind of gotten stuck in one of the traps you set up again. And he's saying, well, shouting, really, that there's this ominous ticking sound. My scans suggest he has about 3 minutes before he's doused with that acid. We need you for this, Commander.
Eiffel, I'm on my way. Okay, here's the deal. I'm talking to you now. You understand me? All right. If all you want is to be left alone and not in darkness, then fine. Just keep to yourself. But if you even photosynthesize on any of my people, you and I will go right back to dancing. Agreed? Okay. Great. We're done.
Oh, sorry. Didn't know you were in here.
Nope. Just finishing up. Comms room's all yours.
How are you doing? You feeling better?
Yes. I think that sleeping for 16 hours will do that.
Especially if someone mixed a couple sedatives in your tea. Listen, I really want to apologize.
You have nothing to apologize for. I went a little insane. I lost perspective and I put the crew in danger. I promise you I'm not going to make that mistake again.
Great. You have no idea. I mean, it's dire when I'm the responsible one around here. Which, speaking of, what's on the agenda for today? Because I have all of these really sane tasks to do if someone happens to be taking a break from...
I'm done hunting the plant monster, Eiffel, if that's what you're pussyfooting around. We reached an understanding, I guess you could call it.
It's not going to strangle us in our sleep, then?
Looking back over the past 2 weeks, it had plenty of opportunities to kill me. I'm still here. I don't think the plant monster wants us dead. At least... not anymore.
So what does it want?
Pretty much the same thing we do, I think. To survive. To make it somewhere. To not be in the dark. Anyway, do you still want to fix that sensory array?
Already finished it, actually.
Wow. Communications Officer Eiffel, doing routine maintenance.
It's been a weird week. And I want to keep working on the routers. See if it helps here, Annie.
Good idea. We should get right on that.
We?
It's really more of a two-person job, isn't it?
Sounds great, Commander. What the? What's that alarm for?
Commander Minkowski, I'm picking up a proximity alert.
A what now?
There appears to be a small spacecraft approaching the Hephaestus. 300 kilometers out and closing.
Is it close enough to do a sensor scan? Are you picking up any recognition codes?
Negative. No recognition codes.
What about life signs? Is there anyone on board that thing?
I'm detecting one life form on board.
Let's see if they're feeling friendly. Eiffel, open up a comms channel, ship to ship.
Aye, aye, sir.
Opening communications. Now.
Attention. Unknown spacecraft. This is the USS Hephaestus Station. Please identify yourself.
What? Who am I speaking to?
You are talking to the commanding officer of the USS Hephaestus. Now, I say again, please identify yourself.
No, this is the commander of the USS Hephaestus station. This is Captain Isabel Lovelace, U.S. Air Force commanding officer of the USS Hephaestus. So who the hell are you?
This has been Wolf 359, written by Sarah Shackett and directed by Gabriel Urbina. The roles of Eiffel and Hilbert were played by Zach Valenti. The role of Minkowski was played by Emma Sherjarko. The role of Hira was played by Michaela Sui. And the role of Captain Lovelace was played by Cecilia Lynn Jacobs. Original music by Alan Rohde and audio recording by Jared Paul. Do you have your own needlessly complicated plan to catch the space mutant plant monster? Share it with us by leaving a review on our show's iTunes page. Visit us at wolf359.fm to get full episodes and extras, or follow us on Twitter at wolf359radio for more information on our show.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Sure I can't get you a drink?
They'd had a moment, hadn't they? That afternoon when Garrett had smiled just like this, warm-eyed and amused in a way that made Tony want another cigarette, but also want to step forward and...
Hey, Kate, what are you writing?
New text post on Thursday, May 21st.
Title: Why You Should Be Watching Selkirk.
So, Selkirk fandom, who wants to read my 5,000-word essay, Garrett Last Name, Secret Werewolf?
I'm Kate, by the way.
They kiss?
I think I lucked out when I found Selkirk. Because if I'd loved something else, I would have made friends, and I would have been able to read a ton of great stories.
But this way, I met you.
Me and Dayu, a new story about love and fandom from the Procyon Podcast Network.